has told commercial AM radio stations that they will be allowed to convert to an all-digital broadcast if they are presently using analog or high.
Hi, this is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Ralph.
And I'm Bill.
We're the tech guys.
Not the car guys.
But if you love car talk and use a computer.
Or the internet.
Or Zoom.
And you have glitches, grief, hassles.
Or...
I want to talk to someone right now who's really at the end of your rope. You're tired, you're frustrated, and you really want to quit. But please hear me, you can't quit right now, because you're getting ready to step into one of the greatest seasons of your life. And if you quit now, you're going to miss the miracle. What you need is a breakthrough, and I know someone who can give it to you. Sing it, down.
You are God and you are greater than anything.
And I worship.
And I worship you. You're bigger than life to me, Lord.
You are God.
You are God and you are greater than anything. And I worship you. You're bigger than life to me.
You are God.
You are God and you are greater than anything.
And I worship.
And I worship you. You're bigger than life to me. You are God and you are greater than anything.
And I worship.
And I worship you. You're bigger than life. You are my breakthrough.
Yes, Lord.
My breakthrough.
You are my breakthrough.
You are my breakthrough.
Yes, you are.
Breakthrough.
You are my breakthrough.
You are my breakthrough, Lord. Breakthrough.
You are my breakthrough.
You are my breakthrough.
My breakthrough.
My breakthrough. Everybody say now.
You are God. You are greater than anything.
You are my.
And I worship you. You're bigger than life to me.
You are God.
You are God. You are greater.
And I worship you.
And I worship you. You're bigger than life.
Oh, oh, oh my.
You are God. You are greater than
and Lord, I worship
and
you.
And I worship you. You're bigger than life.
Oh, Lord.
You are God. Yeah. You are greater than anything.
Lord, I worship
and you. And I worship you. You're bigger than life.
Breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Oh yes,
you are my breakthrough.
My breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
bigger than life to me now.
You are God and you are greater than it.
Oh my God.
And I worship you, you're bigger than life.
You are
my breakthrough.
You are, you are the
breakthrough.
You are, you are
my breakthrough.
You are, you are Lord.
Wherever you are right now, receive your breakthrough.
Breakthrough from depression. Yeah, yeah. Breakthrough from tearing from me.
Come on, receive it.
Breakthrough to victory, Lord. Oh, Lord, you're my breakthrough.
It's your breakthrough.
Yes, beloved. This is Breakthrough Bright Side Sunday morning. We were listening to Donnie McKirkland and Mr. Kirk Franklin with their project Breakthrough. I don't think I could have picked a better song to start us off on this Sunday morn. We have truly experienced a breakthrough. Did you see it? Did you hear it on yesterday? Oh my God. Dancing in the street. Breakthrough. You know what a breakthrough is, Bright Side Beloveds? It is a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. Oh my goodness. Wasn't it dramatic this week? We had election day. We had 5 days of election counting. We finally had an election decision. Oh my goodness. And dancing in the street. It was truly epic breakthrough. So we are so grateful this morning to be here and to join in all of the voices of celebration and jubilation. I didn't see it. I had a really full day yesterday and I was traveling for many hours yesterday, but I was told by my brother that the mayor of France, was it? Someone in France, a politician in France, said, "Welcome back, America." They were ringing bells in France and just in other parts of the world. You know, I have friends in Australia and in the Caribbean, especially, that have been saying, "We're praying for you all, and hurry up and get this thing done, and y'all got to get out there and vote." And so I know I have other friends who told me that they were hearing from people in other parts of the world, sudden and dramatic and important discovery or development. And we had an important discovery too. Amen. 70 million people, amen, were ready to sign on for 4 more years. We certainly have some work to do. Amen. But 74 million people came out and said, "Enough is enough. We need a change." Well, beloved, we're going to keep on doing what we do right here for you, which is bring you music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Yeah, we're here to show that there is a bright side somewhere. And we've got it right here for you at WGXC. Amen. With me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and couldn't do it without our brother friend, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. So I see he stepped away from the mic, so I'm not going to ask
here.
Him how he's doing today. Oh, okay.
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you this morning?
I am well, feeling victorious. And, you know, as so many Americans just feel a great sigh of relief and looking forward to a brighter future for this country.
Amen. Well, you know, the work is just begun. Our president-elect and vice president-elect, Mr. Joe Biden and Ms. Kamala Harris, they're not going to be able to do this alone. Amen. We're going to continue to make our voices, our wants, and our wishes known. We're going to keep up our prayer watch. Amen. And we're going to do what we do here and elsewhere and encourage everybody else to do the same. And it is time for building bridges. It is time for healing. It is time for grabbing hold. You know, Mr. Biden, he was quoting scripture and quoting hymns, you know, and I was like, yes, beloved, because he know where his help come from. I know where our help come from. How about that? Amen. And he was letting it be known. And I thank God for that. It was so much like back in the 1860s, 1850s, 60s, when we had the Civil War, my God, and there were two sides, both praying to the same God, believing that their cause was righteous. But beloved, hallelujah, we know how that story ended, and the better angels prevailed, hallelujah. And so, amen, it was this time, it was a civil war, but it was fought on the ballot box, and I just have to give kudos to the American citizenry. I don't care who you voted for, but you got out there and you voted. Hallelujah. The biggest voter turnout like that in the midst of a pandemic. Hallelujah. People coming out and voting early, voting by mail, standing in lines in the rain, in the heat for hours in some places, in a lot of places. So my snaps and claps are to our brothers and sisters of the American citizenry, and just praying and hoping that those who wanted a different outcome will be able to, you know, get over the disappointment of their candidate not winning, but come on board and remember that we are one nation under God. Amen. And we are Americans, and together, yes, we can do this. So if not for your grace, God, it is truly about your grace. And that's what's going to come up next, beloved. We got about 28 minutes of good music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. If Not For Your Grace is up next by Mr. Israel Houghton and New Breed. I can only imagine this is the Tamela Mann rendition. Hallelujah for it. I am by Mr. Kirk Franklin. Waymaker by Miss Miranda Curtis. And I agree. Yes, I agree. I can imagine. I am. God is a waymaker. Do you agree? I agree with Mr. Jonathan Nelson. Yes, beloved. It's here for you. That's what we do. We bring you music with a message. And this one says, if not for your grace.
Where would I be if not for your grace? Carrying me in every season. Where would I be if not for your grace? You came to my I want to thank you for your grace. Grace like a river. Oh,
I encourage you, think about it tonight. Where would I be?
Where would I be if not for your grace? Carry thank you.
Beloved, cry out for grace that repairs, restores, redeems, and releases miracles. We're going to need some more miracles and grace.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes would see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
bodies to the abandoned who couldn't see and the pain was a plan. Looking back now, Lord, I can say thank you. Now let me tell you who I am.
How do you do? I am a sin, born into sin and shaped in iniquity. Now I believe not who I was, but still not what I shall be. You found me and gave me your name, and things I desired have changed, but inside you'll see it's still broken pieces. Deep in me, riches for you. How do you do? I am a beg.
That means I'm
desperate for more. I hunger for your truth. See, I am shattered.
Broken.
Though I may fall, still you make all things new. You speak the story, it obeys, and gone is the weight of mistakes. And though I still feel you continue to heal, look close and see.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, and live stream at WGXC.org. We are listener-supported radio, and this is There's a Bright Side Somewhere.
your nephew. With Uncle Johnny. Now I know things in the world looking crazy right now. And you don't know what's gonna happen next.
Yes, beloved, this is Pastor Kim. And your perpetual optimist, I am declaring late in the midnight hour, God will turn it around. It's going to work in our favor. It was about the midday hour yesterday when God turned it around. And it's starting to work in our favor. And what do I mean by that when I say our favor? Well, I heard someone say that America's not looking like a democracy. I forget what her station is, but another political figure in Australia was being interviewed during the week. And she said, America doesn't look like a democracy right now. And I was looking at the definition of a democracy, and it says, amen, that a democracy is a system of government by the whole population or eligible members, typically those through elected representatives. It is the control of an organization or a group by the majority of its members. The supreme power is vested in the people and exercised by them in free elections. And I would suppose that one of the reasons that she was saying and speaking, I'm sure for many, many people, that America was not looking like a democracy was because they were seeing the images of citizenry in the streets brandishing guns and long barrel rifles and shotguns, declaring that they were ready to go to war if their candidate did not win, if their candidate was defrauded in some way, making our election process look like that of election processes in countries where there are dictators and authoritarians and coups. And it certainly wasn't looking like the democracy that America had exemplified before the world for over 200 years, seeing cars and truck caravans running opposition buses off the road and threats of violence after the outcome of the election reminded me of those images that I have seen in other parts of the world that were fighting for democracy and fighting against dictatorships and authoritarian rules. And so, yeah, I suppose that in seeing those kind of images and looking at what was happening, that the question was, where is the government that's established by a majority of its members? Where are the free elections when you had all of these things going on that were making it more difficult for people to vote, even till the day of? But, you know, amen, we're blessed in the city and we're blessed in the field today because, it was said yesterday, we're back. Democracy is back. And a majority of the members who were eligible to vote did vote and gave their opinion, gave their voice, and gave us a direction for how we go forward. And I'm excited about that, beloved. You know, in 245 years, 2021, when we swear in the 46th president, it will be 245 years in American history in 2021. It will be the first time that we have had a male and a female in the highest offices in our land. In 231 years of the vice president office, 48 vice presidents before, she will be the first, Miss Kamala Harris, will be the first woman to hold that office. It is just an exciting time. And, you know, I mean, giving props to all my sisters. I don't care if you're from Native American or Asian or from the islands, if you're Chinese or Irish or whatever. Black women in America, Black women in America have been the backbone of this country. Amen. The black women in America were the nannies to the babies of the slave owners, and hardly there were hardly few people who didn't own slaves in the formations of this nation. Black women were birthing babies that worked the fields and the plantations and the homes and took care of the children and the men and the women for hundreds of years. And it was black women who were working in the abolition movement. Of course, our beloved Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, and so many others whose names I'm not able to call, working alongside men and women, black and white, to abolish slavery. It was black women in the abolition movement that spurred on the women's suffrage movement. And it was black women who were working in the civil rights movement and in the Reconstruction period and on and on. So yes, it is befitting that it be a woman of color that would break that ceiling and be in that office as vice president. I know there are some people who still can't wrap their heads around that, but beloved, just give the process a chance. And remember what Ms. Sojourner said. If it was women, as some people say, that turned the world upside down, then surely it will take women to turn it right side up again. Let's see how it play out, all right? I'm excited about a man who was man enough to say, I can work with a woman and lead this nation into its greatness. I can acknowledge that men are only one half of the human creation. God made them male and female in God's image and likeness. I'm excited about what the prospects for tomorrow are, but as I said, they're not going to be able to do it alone. You know, my spiritual commentary on this also is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 6. When I woke up this morning, I was thinking about that story about King David dancing in the streets. He was dancing. God had just given him a great victory over the Philistines, and he was bringing the glory of God back to the people of God, and he was dancing, and there were people who were looking on, particularly his own wife, looking on in disgust at people acting like that. And I can imagine there were some people that were looking on with disgust, with people dancing in the streets from city to city, even the family of Biden on the stage dancing. And boy, that gave me joy and jubilation, because God does turn our mourning into dancing. And so, you know, David said, I'm going to dance before the Lord with all my might. And those maidens that you were scorning, they're going to get honor from me too. Well, beloved, that's how I see it today. Those maidens that people were scorning, Miss Kamala Harris, people were scorning Miss Stacey Abrams and Mayor Bottoms and others. But watch them. Watch the honor of God. Watch God do what God do. I'm excited about it. Listen, that's my opinion. It's like noses, we all have one. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, telling you there's a bright side somewhere, and it's on the way. It's on the way. So, beloved, we have seen it in breaking forth in the break of day. This is breakthrough season. Yes, beloved, it is. Sudden and dramatic. Let us continue in the spirit of unity and harmony and love, and pray for God's grace. Pray for more miracles. This is The Bright Side. And we are here with more music, the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music that'll get you dancing. Music that'll get you thinking. Music will get you through the day, the week, the year. Right here, there's a bright side somewhere. What's up next? Mr. Randall. You got a song.
For the people. Ooh, child.
It's your nephew. What up, Bugatti? Now, I know things in the world looking crazy right now. And you don't know what's going to happen next. Encouragement for you, boo. Uncle Donnie.
Ooh, get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. And we'll get it all done. Someday when the world is much brighter. Someday, yes, we'll walk in the rays of the beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Just you wait and see, things will get brighter. Get easier. Oh, oh. Baby girl, things will get brighter. Yes, someday, yes, we'll put it together and we'll get along. Oh, someday, when the world is much brighter. Oh, someday, y'all. Someday, yes, we'll walk in the rays of the beautiful sun. Yes, someday, when the world is much brighter.
If you're tired of crying, come on. If you're tired of people dying, come on, come on. If you're tired of the fighting, come on, come on. No more wars, no more lying, come on, come on. All my people in the world, come on, come on. Every boy, every girl, come on, come on. If you know it ain't over till God says that it's over, come on, come on, come on, let's go.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Things are gonna get brighter. Don't we all want that? Don't we all want that? Well, to get from here to there, it's gonna take a little work and a whole lot of prayer. All right, but we'll still be here to let you know there is a bright side somewhere. I want to shout out to our November babies. Our brother Randall, he celebrated a birthday on this past week. Snaps and claps to him. One of my best friends, Reverend Edna Parker, she celebrated a birthday on yesterday, and I snap and claps to her. And my baby grand boy, he's celebrating his birthday today. And so I'm looking forward to spending some time with the fam, and I hope you are going to do something that brings joy to you too. You know, on that note, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Just remember, I don't care how dark the day, how low and gray the clouds may be, the sun is still there. There is a bright side somewhere. You just wait and see. Things are going to get easier. Things are going to get brighter. But amen, we're going to have to do the work. We're going to have to do the prayer. We're going to do that with you and for you. Till we speak again, God bless you. Stay well. And, ooh, child, things are going to get easier. They're going to get brighter.
nephew. Not a thing. Now, I know things in the world looking crazy right now. And you don't know what's going to happen next. But there's a word of encouragement for you, boo. Uncle Donnie.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. And we'll get it all.